Okay, the topic of tonight's chabura, the final chabura of the semester, is tashlumin in Kiddush and Havdalah. The Gemara tells us on Daf Kafei and Aleph, that the four lines, even with four lines in the bottom of Rashi, Bamine Ravina Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Rashi.
Is in this case is Rashi and Rashbam, or just Rashi?
Just in the Rashbam, but I'm just telling you where on the Amud it is relative to Rashi. Okay. For placement purposes. But people generally learn with the Rashbam. You can look at the Rashi afterwards, but in terms of the, I guess, going straight, it's Gemara Rashbam. That's why the Bechinu is going to be on Gemara Rashbam, not Gemara Rashi. But anyway, just for identifying the place, the Gemara, even with four lines from the bottom of Rashi, Bamina Ravina Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Person did not make Kiddush on Friday night. Is he permitted to make Kiddush for the rest of Shabbos? Just as we have a statement in the name of B'nai Rabbi Chiya that if a person did not make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, he is permitted to make Havdalah Kol HaShabbos Kulo, literally the whole week. And we'll define what the Gemara means by the whole week. It's not literally the whole week. So too, if a person did not make Kiddush on Friday night, he is permitted to make Kiddush for the entire day. Then if you turn to the Gemara Daf Kuf Vav Amud Aleph, the Gemara there, about eight lines from the bottom, Amar B'nei Rabbi Chiya, this is the original statement that we quoted in Amud earlier. Person did not make Havdalah Motzei Shabbos, he is permitted to make Havdalah the entire week. Yad Kama, what does that mean, the entire week? Until what point can he make Havdalah? Amar B'zeira ad Revi B'Shabbos. You can make Havdalah until, but not including Wednesday, meaning through the end of the day on Tuesday. Ki hada Yosef Revi Zeira Kamei de Ravasi, V'amila Ravasi Kamei de Revi Yochanan, V'Yosef V'Kamar Le'inyan Gittin, Chad B'Shabsa, Trei B'Shabsa, Chada v'shabsa treves lasa is baser shabsa. Arav v'chamsha mali yomei is kami shabsa. So in Hilchos Gittin, if a person makes some kind of tanai that this guy will be chal if you do such and such this week, this such and such before Shabbos, or such and such after Shabbos. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday rather is considered after Shabbos, and Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is considered before Shabbos. So we say Kol Shabbos Kula means up to the point that is the end of after Shabbos, which is through Tuesday, up until Wednesday. And then the Gemara Daf Kuf Zayin Amud Aleph on the top tells us, Amar Rav Hilchasa Tam Mekadesh V'Tam Mavdil, if a person, even though it's Usser to eat before you make Kiddush and Havdalah, if a person violated this Isser, and in fact ate before Kiddush and Havdalah, that doesn't prevent him from making Kiddush and Havdalah anyway. If a person neglected to make Kiddush on Friday night, he is permitted to make Kiddush the entire day of Shabbos up until Motzei Shabbos. Parenthetically, the Mishnah Berurah quotes from the Prima Gadim that you can even make Havdalah during Ben Hashmashos if Shabbos is concluding. Make Kiddush, rather, during Ben Hashmashos if Shabbos is concluding, if you neglected to make Kiddush up to that point. If a person didn't make Havdalah on Motzei Shabbos, you can make Havdalah the entire week, which we defined earlier as up until Wednesday. There's actually, if you look in Tosis over here on the top, there is a difference in Girsos among the Gaonim and the Rishonim as to whether the correct Girsa in this line is the entire week, i.e. through Tuesday, or is it Kol Hayom Kulo, meaning only Sunday. So there is an opinion in Rishonim that you can only make Havdalah through Sunday, but not beyond. That's based on one gear from the Gemara. But the more popular opinion in Rishonim, the way it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, the opinion of the Rambam, is that you can make Havdalah through Tuesday. Yeah.
Through the week, why would that be just limited to Tuesday?
Because that's what the Gemara demonstrates in Hilchos Gittin, that the terminology of Shabbos in different contexts means different things. So, Basar Shabsa means through Tuesday, and Kamishapsa means from Wednesday through Friday. So in the context of finishing up Shabbos, so there the term Shabbos means whatever we consider to be Basar Shabbos, or whatever we would be considered to be concluding the previous week, and that would be through Tuesday.
Well, why is an assumption that it's Achar Shabbos, and maybe the week, last week?
So that could have been the case, but the Gemara clarifies that its understanding of, you know, the intent of Rebbe Chiya was through Tuesday, and the case in Gittin is a riot to that, but that was the tradition as to what B'nai Rebbe Chiya held. So in Shulchan Aruch, in Reish Tzadi Tesef Vav, the Mechaber is so same like the Rambam, that you can make Havdalah through Tuesday, and then he quotes a Yesh Omrim that you can make Havdalah only on Sunday. And the Ramah says that the Ikar Deya, what we follow, is that you can make Havdalah through Tuesday. Ravadia Yosef parenthetically points out in Chazon Ravadia that even though in general in the Klali HaPsak and the Mechaber, when the Mechaber Shulchan Aruch quotes a Deya B'Stam, and then he quotes a Yesh Omrim, the first day is just what it says, not preceded by any qualification. And the second opinion is a Yeshomrim. So, Stam Yeshomrim halachik istam. So, Ravadia thinks that even though in this case it's a Stam Yeshomrim, so based on the Klali Yapsak, Sfardim should paskin like the Stam, like the Rama that you can make Havdalah through Tuesday. But he thinks that Sfardim who follow the Mechaber should not make a bracha past Sunday. Because he says there are many Rishonim who hold that you can only make Havdalah on Sunday, that the Mechaber, the Beis Yosef, didn't see. Had he seen them, he might have passed them differently. So because of Safek Bracha Sahakel, a Sfardi follows the Pesach of the Shulchan Aruch, if he, for whatever reason, did not make Havdalah through Sunday, should not make a Bracha on Monday or Tuesday. Okay. So there's a famous Chakira in Achronim, popularized by the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Lamed Aleph, as to whether what the nature of the tashlumin of Kiddush and Avdalah is. When we say that if you neglected to make Kiddush on Friday night, you can make it all Shabbos, does that mean that all of Shabbos is considered the Iker Zman of Kiddush? That the time to make Kiddush, the prescribed time, is all of Shabbos. The preference is that you should make it as early as possible on Friday night. But if for whatever reason you weren't able to make Kiddush on Friday night, then Shabbos day is as relevant to Kiddush as much the Iker time of Kiddush is Friday night? Or is it that the real time to make Kiddush is Friday night, and if you were not able to make Kiddush on Friday night, you can make Kiddush on Shabbos day midin tashlumin, a makeup. Just like if you forgot to daven mincha, you can daven tushman esveiz amariv. One of them is tashlumin, a makeup for mincha. No one would say that at night this is my mincha, you miss this my mincha, but there's a prescription for making up something that you missed, you can daven tashlumin. So is, when you say Kiddush on Shabbos day, again, miss Kiddush on Friday night, what we mean Kiddush Shabbos day, is that you say the Berach HaSayom, the bar picked up and you would say anyway. But you can say the Berach HaSayom on Shabbos day, or if you missed Havdalah on Moshe Shabbos, you can say Havdalah on Sunday. So is that a tashlumin? Is that a makeup? Or is it that really all of Sunday, or maybe even through Tuesday, is the Iker Zman of Havdalah? Better to do it earlier, but if you didn't, it's still the proper time for Havdalah. What's the Nafka Mina? So one Nafka Mina he raises is someone who was not in a position, not obligated in the mitzvah during the Iker Zman Chiyuv on Friday night or on Motzei Shabbos. Let's say by Alila Regel, so there's a din, right? Anyone who comes to Alila Regel Yantiv has to bring an Olas Riyah. But if you have a person who is a Shota on the first day of Yantiv, and then he becomes cured on the second day of Yantiv, so even though in general if a person was unable to bring the Olas Ri on the first day of Yantiv, he can bring it the entire Yantiv, but if someone was a Shota the first day of Yantiv and then he was cured on the second day, he's not obligated to bring a Korban Chagiga because the Iker Zman Hachiv is the first day of Yantiv. If he wasn't able to bring it on the first day, he's chayiv to, then you can bring in the rest of Yantiv because of Tashlumin. But if someone wasn't Mechuyiv during the Iker Zman on the first day, a person was a Shota, he wasn't obligated mitzvahs, and then he was miraculously cured on the second day, he's not chayiv to bring in Olas Riyah because he wasn't chayiv during the Iker Zman Achiyiv. So too over here, if a person let's say, wasn't obligated, person was a shota on Friday night, he wasn't obligated in Kiddush, and then he became miraculously cured on Shabbos morning. So if Kiddush on Shabbos morning is a din of tashlumin, it's a makeup, so if he wasn't obligated Friday night, so it's not shayach to have a makeup. If the entire day of Shabbos is considered the Ikris Malchiv, so then he'd be obligated to make Kiddush on Shabbos morning. So the Minchas Kinnuch thinks that this is essentially Machlokas Rishonim in Hilchas Avelos. As the Rush quotes in Brachas Paragimel Simon Beis, a Machlokas about an Onen on Motzai Shabbos. An Onen is not obligated and is not permitted to perform any mitzvah. So if a person, let's say, one of his Krovin passed away on Shabbos, so the minute Shabbos is over, he has to take care of the details of the Kvura. He's not permitted to engage in any mitzvah, so he can't make Avdalah. He's an onen of Motzei Shabbos, can't say brachas, can't do any mitzvahs, and they bury the mace the next morning. So once after they bury the mace the next morning, is he obligated in Havdalah? So the Rush first quotes the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, and the Rush assumes like this, that that's correct, la'alacha, that if a person is an onen of Motzei Shabbos, he does not make Havdalah the next morning after the Kfura. And then the Rush quotes the Maharam, and the Maram is how we pass in the Shulchan Aruch in Yeridaya, Simon Shimon Aleph, that if a person's onen on Motzei Shabbos, and then they bury the mace the next day, so then he is obligated to and should perform Havdalah the next day through Tuesday. So the Rush thinks that this machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and the Maram is a machlokas about the nature of Tashlumin and Havdalah. Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says that an onen is Patr from Havdalah even after the mace is buried, he assumes that Havdalah is Havdalah on Sunday is Tashlumin for Havdalah Motzei Shabbos. It's a makeup. So the person wasn't obligated in the Ikr Chiyuv on Motzei Shabbos, then he's not on the Parsha of making it up. And that's why he'd be Patr. And the Maram assumes, no, that Havdalah on Sunday is not a Tashlumin, that's part of the Ikr Zman Chiyuv. The time that you can make Havdalah is from Motzei Shabbos through Tuesday. And even if he wasn't obligated on Motzei Shabbos, but he becomes obligated Sunday morning, and that's still considered the Ikr Zman Hachiv.
Just to clarify, if on Friday night he's, let's say, negligent,
right,
so he could still, on the side of the Tashlum, he could still go ahead and make Kiddush.
So that's a good question. We'll get there in a minute. Whether Mazid, you're asking about Mazid, right?
I'm just wondering why you give a simpler Nachmina.
That's another Nachmina I'll get to. The way the Minchas Chinuch frames the question, he presents, because you'll see the machlok is about whether an oni makes Havdalah is a more pronounced machlok to be shown, and then the issue of whether a mazid can make kiddush the next day we'll get to. So Minchas Kenneth thinks that this machlok is shown about an onain is relevant to our question, is based on whether Havdalah on the next day or kiddush the next day is tashlumin or part of the ikr zman achiyuv. And whatever is true by Havdalah should be true for kiddush, because the Gemara equates Havdalah and Kiddush in this regard. So what you're pointing at is another Nafkamino, which is, there seems to be a Machlokas Rishonim, if a person neglected to make Kiddush, it was a shogeg and ones, circumstances beyond his control, he forgot to make Kiddush Friday night, then he could definitely make Kiddush the next morning. What happens if a person was a mazid? A person deliberately said, I am not making Kiddush tonight, and he was fully aware of what he was doing or not doing, and then the next morning he has a change of heart, he does tshuva and he wants to make Kiddush. So the Torah in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph quotes an opinion of the Rav Amram Gaon that if a person didn't make Kiddush on Friday night b'shogeg or b'onus, he can make Kiddush the next day, but if he didn't make Kiddush b'mezid, he's not permitted to make Kiddush the next day. And the Rambam paskins in Perek Kavtes of Hilchav Shabbos Halacha Dalid, Ikira Kiddush Balaila, so the main Kiddush is Friday night. Imlo Kiddush Balaila, Bein B'Shogeg, Bein B'Mezid, Mekailish V'Holech Kol Yom Kul. If a person didn't make Kiddush Friday night, be a Shogeg or be Mezid, then he can make Kiddush the entire day. So the Rambam clearly says that even if you didn't make Kiddush Friday night, B'Mezid, you're still permitted to make Kiddush on Shabbos day. And the Mechaber quotes the formulation of the Rambam, L'Halacha. So the Bach on the Torah explains that this machlokes, or this sheet of Rav Amram Gaon, that you can't make up a Kiddush that was that wasn't recited by Mezid is based on the premise that Kiddush on Shabbos day is Tashlumin for Friday night. And Tashlumin doesn't exist if you did not perform the initial mitzvah b'mezid. If a person didn't daven mincha b'mezid, so he's not permitted to daven tashlumin amarev. So Rav Amagon is of the opinion that Kiddush the next day is tashlumin, and the Rambam is of the opinion that the entire day is part of the Iker's man hachiv. The Chasam Sofer just notes in the Tshuva that there seems to be a stira in the Pesachim of the Shulchan Aruch here. The Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Kiddush says that you can make Kiddush the next day even if you didn't recite Kiddush amazing on Friday night, like the Rambam. But in Hilchas Adol in Simei Sadites, he only writes Shachach, he doesn't write Hizid. So the Chasam Sofer suggests that maybe there's a difference between the mitzvah of Kiddush and the mitzvah of Adol, that the mitzvah of Kiddush, at least explain the Pesachim of the Shulchan Aruch, but maybe the Shulchan Aruch is of the opinion that the mitzvah of Kiddush, the Iker Zman, is the entire day of Shabbos, whereas when it comes to Avdalah, the Iker Zman is Motzai Shabbos and does not extend into Sunday, and that would allow for a split in Pesach between Kiddush and Avdalah as far as whether a Mezid can make it up the next day. The Mishnah Berurah thinks that the Shulchan Aruch formulation in Hilchas Avdalah is simply lav dafka. When he writes shogig, it doesn't mean shogig to the exclusion of mezid. It's just the simplest formulation. The mechaber in Kiddush tells you shogig mezid, and when the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchas Avdalah tells you shogig, it means and everything that we discussed earlier in Hilchas Kiddush, but it doesn't mean shogig to the exclusion of mezid. So according to Mishnah Berurah, there's nothing to make a big deal out of. It's lav dafka, and fundamentally, it should come out that tashlumin of Kiddush and tashlumin of Avdalah are the same. And the Sefer Emek Bracha, he thinks that our Gemaras are mashma that Kiddush Kol Hayom Kulo and Avdalah Kol HaShabbos Kulo are not midin tashlumin. Number one, according to many Rishonim, Kiddush Alakos is a din deraisa, and we never find that there's a notion of tashlumin for din deraisa. Yeah.
You say tefillah deraisa.
Yeah.
Davening.
If you hold tefillah deraisa, all that means is that some kind of a prayer is deraisa. Right. No one says that daven shachris mincha. I'm sorry.
And if you miss that mincha, let's say.
If you didn't daven at all that whole day.
Yeah, I'm just wondering. I mean, you're saying the deraisa, we don't find that.
We don't find tashlumin for din deraisa. So all the tefillos, even if the notion of tefillos deraisa, but the specific tefillos as they're constructed are the rabbanon.
Can you make up what you missed?
Again, if the Rambam holds that tefillah is the right, so what does that mean? It means once a day, every day. So you have to say some tefillah daily. So you're asking, if you didn't say any tefillah today, so then no, you wouldn't. There wouldn't be a tashlumin that could make up for the lost simple formulation of tefillah for that day. So the notion of tashlumin is only for the established tefillahs that we have, the Shemoneh Esrei that we have. But even if a person, I think in theory, let's say a person didn't daven Maariv, didn't daven Shachris, didn't daven Mincha.
He can still make a Mincha.
So you can make a Mincha the next day. So he didn't daven at all that whole day. But that Tashlumin, I don't think, would count for the Kiyam Doraisa of Tefillah for that day that he missed.
So what's he saying it for?
So he's making up a lost Tefillah, but it's not considered as if you davened it on the previous day.
There's zero tashlumin by that? By what? By his makeup. His makeup does not count as a tashlumin. That is a tashlumin, but it's a tashlumin for lost tefillah,
but I don't think it's a tashlumin towards the count of that day. I mean, if I daven two maariv,
right,
it's not as if I daven mincha the previous day. It's that I'm making up a lost opportunity for a tefillah. I don't think that's again, the nafkaminas are theoretical, I think. I'm not sure if there's a practical nafkamina. But I'm not sure if that would be considered to be making up or considered as if you davened the previous day. That's all I'm saying. So number one, according to some Rishonim, Kiddush Alakos is a din daraisa, and there's no tashlumin for Kiddush. Even if you assume that Kiddush Alakos is a din darabanan, so the Gemara says over here in Daf Kofei that Kavod Yom and Kavod Laila, Kavod Yom Kodem, the bottom of Kofei Mid Aleph, that Kavod Yom takes precedence over Kavod Laila. Vim Eilo Alakos Echad, Omer Alav Kiddush Hayom, Vim Neish Kiddush Hayom. So even though in general Kavod Yom takes precedence over Kavod Laila, but if a person only has one cup of wine, then he should sooner make Kiddush on Friday night, because the obligation of Kiddush Hayom is Chal on Friday night, and you'll forego the added benefit of being able to enhance your Kavod Yom through making Kiddush the next day. Now the Gemara asks, Vim Isa, if it's possible to push off Kiddush, then l'shavke al machor v'li'avi beitarti. So why don't you push off Kiddush until the next day, if you're allowed to make Kiddush the next day to make up for Friday night? So just push off Kiddush for the next day, and then you'll be able to make both Kiddush, and you'll enhance your Kavod Yom of the Shabbos Day Suda. So Gemara says, we don't do that because Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, it's preferable to do the mitzvah at the earlier time. So the Emor Bracha points out, if Kiddush, the Gemara here is entertaining, that if not for the notion of Chaviva Mitzvah B'Shaita, we could have pushed off the night Kiddush till the next morning. So if Kiddush the next morning is midin tashlumin, so how could the Gemara even entertain the possibility that you could l'chalchila create a situation of tashlumin? Right? It must be the Gemara is assuming that the entire day is considered the ikris man chiyav. And that's why, if not for the factor of chaviv and mitzvah v'shaita, the Gemara could have entertained that you could push off Kiddush till the next morning and make it only in the morning. So he thinks that our Gemara is very strongly mashma that Kiddush the next day is not midin tashlumin. In the Shuvas of the Shvus Yaakov, Chelag Aleph Simen Ches, he paskins that Zin Onein is an Onein, and Shabbos is coming to a close. So he knows that when Shabbos is over, he's not going to be able to make Avdalah, because an Onein can't perform any mitzvah, can't make any brachos. So the din is, and in general, a person can daven Mariv of the following night from Plaga Minchanan. I think Gemara says in Bracha, the Rav Tzali Shal Shabbos Be'er Shabbos, the Rav Davin the Friday night Marv when it was still light on Friday, and Shal Mosai Shabbos B'Shabbos, he Davin the Mosai Shabbos Marv when it was still light on Shabbos afternoon. So maybe an Onein, to avoid being stuck in a situation of not being able to make Havdalah, should Davin Marv early on Shabbos afternoon and make Havdalah. So the Shvus Yaakov entertains this possibility. He says that's not correct, because even though in general a person could daven Marv early when it's still light outside, but in this case it would come out being a kind of a tarta disasri, because by davening Marv he's essentially saying that Shabbos is over and his aninus is starting. So you can't at the same time say Shabbos is over, your aninus is starting, and then make Havdalah. Rabbi Yosef Engel in the Golyone Yashas takes issue with this, and he says that one should have nothing to do with the other. Tefillah is one thing. There's a dispensation for davening Marv early, but that doesn't mean that it's already Motzei Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Malacha then. So Tefillah L'chud and Havdalah L'chud.
What's his logic that
Tefillah has nothing to do with it? Doesn't mean the Shabbos is over. You're not allowed to do, if you daven Mariv of Motzei Shabbos on Shabbos afternoon after Plag, you're not allowed to do Malacha then. So yeah, you're allowed to daven the next night's Mariv early, but that doesn't mean that it's no longer Shabbos as far as Malacha, and maybe it doesn't mean it's no longer Shabbos as far as your Aninus is concerned. The two should have nothing to do with each other. So in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvos, he excerpts small entry from the Ger Rebbe, which is printed in the Torah journal Degel HaTorah before the war, in the 1920s. So he has a different cheshbon. He says, an onen can't daven Maariv early in this kind of a situation, because the allowance of davening Maariv early is only for someone who's chayiv in the Iker Zman HaChiyuv. So a normal person is chayiv to daven Maariv, so he's allowed to daven Maariv early from plag on the previous day. But an onen is not going to be chayiv in Maariv and Motzei Shabbos. He's mufka from all mitzvahs. So if he's not chayiv in Iker Zman, so he's not permitted to daven Maariv earlier. So even though in general a person could have Maariv early, that's only if he's a bar chiyuv during the Iker Zman. So over here, he's not a bar chiyuv during the Iker Zman, so he can't daven Maariv early. But as far as Havdalah is concerned, so he thinks that this may be totally on our question. As if, in the opposite direction, if Havdalah after Motzei Shabbos is Tashlumin, it's a makeup, so then if he's not chayiv in the Iker Zman, you can't make it up. So by the same token, it wouldn't be shayach to make Havdalah early. Because if you're not chayiv in the Iker Zman, just like it's not shayach to have Tashlumin, it's not shayach to make it early. But if the entire time is considered this Zman Chiyuv, so this Onein is actually going to be chayiv in Havdalah once he buries the mace. So he'll bury the mace on Sunday morning, and that's still the Iker Zman Chiyuv of Havdalah. So if he's going to be chayiv in the Misa during the Iker Zman Chiyuv, then maybe he could be Makdim Havdalah and say Havdalah on Shabbos afternoon after Plag. Yeah?
Could you raise the issue of whether or not if it's Daraisa, if Kiddush is Daraisa, you'd have a problem with the Shulman?
I say it again?
Who
the Amik Bracha. Okay, so this is also relevant to the question of Havdalah on Tisha B'Av, or Meretzai Tisha B'Av, when Tisha B'Av falls on Motzei Shabbos. So if you look in our Sugya here and Daf Kuf Zayin, Tosfos Dibur Maskil on Neymar says that when Tisha B'Av falls on Motzei Shabbos, we make Havdalah on Sunday night, which is what we do. What we do halacha l'maisa, right? You can't make havdalah on Tisha B'Av, so we make havdalah on Motzei Tisha B'Av on Friday night. That's what we pass in the Shulchan Aruch.
Tisha B'Av over.
Tisha B'Av is over.
Right.
Tisha B'Av is on Sunday, so we make havdalah Sunday night after Tisha B'Av is over. So at first glance, that would seem to indicate, that opinion would seem to be holding, that Havdalah through Sunday or through Tuesday is not a halach in Tashlumin, because you weren't chayiv on Motzei Shabbos, but rather must be that the entire period is the Iker Zman HaChiyuv. Or you could say that the question of Tisha B'Av is different than the question of an Onin. An Onin on Motzei Shabbos is totally mufka for mitzvahs. On Tisha B'Av, it's not the word mufka for the mitzvah of Havdalah. There's a practical impediment to making Havdalah. We're chayiv in Havdalah, but practically speaking, we can't do it because we can't drink anything. But fundamentally, you'd be chayiv in Havdalah Motzei Shabbos if there was a means of making Havdalah. So the Meiri reflects both opinions, the Meiri of both possibilities. The Meiri in Tanis and Daf Lamed writes as follows. You make Havdalah on Sunday night. Shezeb is mano bar chiyuv haya. This guy, the person fasting on Tisha B'Av, is really a bar chiyuv on Motzei Shabbos. Elisha Tanis mafkiyo. But the Tainus prevents him from making Havdalah. The Chiyuva Mia Alei Ramya, but he still is Chayiv. The Chayin Efshar Lefarsha Shalom Achmas Tashlumin, El Shakol Yomim Eilu Nikrai Motzei Shabbos. Or you could say that it's not, that even if you weren't Chayiv on Motzei Shabbos, but Havdalah, that entire period is not Tashlumin, that's all the Iker Zman Chiyuv. So he has both possibilities. And then in the other extreme, you have the Rif in Tanis who quotes a Bahag, the Rif here actually, and in Tanis, quotes a Bahag, that even though the Bahag in general holds, that you could only make Havdalah on Sunday, in this case, where Tisha B'Av falls on Sunday, he allows you to make Havdalah on Sunday night. Um, So the Ran has a little bit of difficulty with it, but he seems to assume that in general Havdalah is only on Sunday, but here we give you an extra dispensation to extend the time just a little bit to allow you to make Havdalah on Sunday night. In the other direction, the Ramban is of the opinion that even if in general you can make Havdalah through Tuesday, I'm going to say Tisha B'Av, we don't make Havdalah at all. Because you're not bechlal l'chiv on Motzei Shabbos. If you're not bechlal l'chiv on Motzei Shabbos, he's assuming that Motzei Shabbos is the igrif man chiv. Then it's not shayach that tashlumin. So the Ramban, if you don't accept l'alacha, assumes that there's no havdalah at all in a situation where Tisha B'av falls on Motzei Shabbos, because you're not mechiv at igrif man chiv. Once you're not mechiv at igrif man chiv, it's not shayach that tashlumin. And there's no further possibility of making Havdalah.